Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you The Catholic Doctors, discussing medicine in light of church teaching. And now, The Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek.
Welcome to The Catholic Doctors Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is your co-host, Dr. Michael Parker, in studio again with Dr. Will Turek. Will, how are you?
I'm great, Mike.
Well, it's good to see you again. It's been a while.
Long time no see.
Happy New Year to all our listeners, and happy Year of Mercy.
I'm telling you.
We are in the Jubilee Year of Mercy, something I think is going to be a great benefit to everybody who's partaking in the pilgrimages, festivities, prayers, whatever's happening in this Year of Mercy.
All kinds of festivities going on. We actually enjoyed some of that in advance when St. Maria Goretti's major relics came. That was a product of the Year of Mercy, and we're going to keep having those kind of things happen throughout the year. There's all kinds of good stuff that Pope Francis has cooked up and wants us to partake in.
Sure.
I mean, we're going to have this year, we're going to have a World Youth Day, you know, coming up in August. That's exciting. That's going to be in Krakow.
Right.
We're supposed to be there, you know.
That's right. We haven't got that tour bus lined up yet, have we?
Got it.
Something about the waterproofing underneath that just wasn't working.
We were supposed to go with those Dominican nuns from Poland over there on Broad Street.
I think they'll be there, but not with us.
Not with us. We were supposed to be the medical team.
Well, it could still happen if somebody can do the fundraiser for us.
So yeah.
We'll see what happens. You know, we make so much money doing this show.
Yeah. Right. So
no, but this is a new year for the Catholic Doctor Show, and we're very excited about the upcoming year. But because it is a new year, and we're kind of starting off on a new footing this year, we thought we'd do something special with the first show of the year.
Something a little different.
Yeah.
Something a little different. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the family is under attack,
right?
And we want to be the soldiers of Mary's heart that crushed the head of Satan. We as the Catholic Doctors, and all of you who have the misfortune of listening to us, you need to be with us. And so we are going to consecrate this show to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Right.
And that, I mean, that's well in tune with Pope Francis being a Jesuit. The Sacred Heart is very close to the Society of Jesus. And so we want to be in union with Christ and his church. We want to be in union with the Holy Father. And we want this show to rock and roll, man.
Well, this is not the spirit drive.
We'll
do the best we can. But, you know, I think you bring up the point that the family is under attack. And as physicians, we both know what happens when we see the breakdown of the family.
We see it constantly.
It leads to a lot of what we call dis-ease. And,
and
especially in my profession in obstetrics, we're seeing broken families, we're seeing single mothers, we're seeing babies born into single parent homes.
Yeah.
Where I'm working currently now, they have the highest rate of childhood poverty in the country and the highest child or infant mortality rates. And all of those things are due to the breakdown of the family, that nuclear family that leads to the decay of society. And so we have the extreme pleasure of bringing into our show Chuck and Joanne Wilson, who are with the apostolate for the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Chuck and Joanne, welcome to the Catholic Doctor Show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here. And I love hearing you talk about the family and talk about the really addressing the problems of the family, because this is about solutions. This is about remedy. This is about the good news. And we're seeing it happen. And we're seeing it happen, especially in Columbus, Ohio. We are on fire. And we are making a difference. And the difference is happening. And other cities are noticing. And there's a tremendous renewal, healing, and hope happening right here in the heart of it all.
Well, how long has this apostolate been going on?
It's been going on for 5 years. We started 5 years ago with a conversation with Father Stosh Daly, and it came to us to pursue this opportunity or ministry through a Legatus meeting in Florida where we were talking about the family, and a person stood up and said, the answer to the family today is the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. And he was from Detroit. So basically, from that point, We brought a, they helped us with our materials, and so we have our manuals, statues, images, everything we need. And from that point, we've been going, and we're up to about 80 missionaries now, 40 wow. teams. We go out in twos, 40 teams going out, and we've been thrown last year probably over close to 500 homes.
Wow, that's fantastic. So even though your job here in Columbus is only 5 years old, this enthronement process is over a century old, though, correct?
It really is. And I think, Joanne, why don't you share a little bit about St. Margaret Mary, then I'll share a little bit about Father Mateo.
Well, St. Margaret Mary, well, first of all, the devotion to the Sacred Heart really goes back to St. John. It's really the biblical. It's when he put his head on the breast of our Lord at the Last Supper. He was really adoring his most Sacred Heart. So it's always been adored, reverenced, and esteemed in our church. So this isn't something that just came about 125 years later. So anyway, he did, however, appear in an extraordinary way to a little nun, St. Margaret Mary, in Paray-la-Monial, France. And he did expose his heart, and he did share with her promises. And the promises have come to be known as the promises of the Sacred Heart. And they sound almost too good to be true. It's like, really? Peace in my family? All the graces necessary for my state in life? And even for Chuck and I, when we first heard about them, my father was involved for 26 years of his retirement as the man of the Sacred Heart in Cincinnati. It seemed like, well, maybe for someone else, but not for us. We're sinners. We got dysfunction happening with these four little kids. But they are true, and they are powerful. And it's a process. It's a process of, first of all, changing our heart, of welcoming our Lord's heart and connecting our heart. And through that process, these promises really come to be. Maybe Chuck, I think we should read the promises. People might be wondering, what are these promises, Sister Margaret Mary? I want them, and you do out
Absolutely.
There. You do.
Right, and they're known as the 12 promises. Mm-hmm. And it was from 1673 to 1675 that the Lord was appearing to her. And really, when you understand the image of the Sacred Heart, the heart is outside his body. And the flame is really to show the flame of his love. This is about his unconditional love he has for us. And he's saying, if you do this, this is some of the things that you will be able to be graced with. Number one, I will give them all the graces necessary for their state in life. Number two, I will give peace to their families. Number three, I will console them in all their troubles. Number four, they shall find in my heart an assured refuge during life, and especially at the hour of death. And number five, I will pour out abundant blessings on their undertakings. And six, sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Would you do the other six?
Number seven, tepid souls shall become fervent. Eight, fervent souls shall speedily rise to great perfection. Nine, I will bless the homes in which the image of my Sacred Heart shall be exposed and honored. 10, I will give priests the power to touch the most hardened hearts. 11, those who propagate this devotion shall have their name written in my heart, and it shall never be effaced. 12, the all-powerful love of my heart will grant to all those who shall receive communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months the grace of final repentance. They shall not die under my displeasure, not without receiving their sacraments. My heart shall be their assured refuge at the last hour.
You know, I'm thinking, Joanne, here we are on the doctor's show, and I know they deal from the physical aspect of patients, but why don't you share your father in the emergency room when he was ready to pass from this world?
Well, it was an extraordinary happening My father always really was very important for him to have the sacraments as he was preparing for death. Very important. And he would say to me, don't worry, I've made those first Fridays. First, the Lord will take care of me. Well, I think he was a saint. The Lord took care of him a lot. However, we received the phone call. He was in Cincinnati. He had congestive heart and was in the emergency room. I called the hospital for to send a chaplain to Dad. When we arrived, the chaplain was a woman. It was Catholic hospital. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, this will not work. My father really needs a priest. He wants to see a priest. I said, well, that's just not possible. We're in the middle of a snowstorm. And, there's scarcity of chaplains. And I thought, oh, my goodness. She comes back 5 minutes later and says, you won't believe this. Next to you in the emergency room is Father Tom, whose aunt is as sick and is his day off. He's in blue jeans, but he has his oils. And I asked Father, would he be willing to see your father? He said, sure. And I just had to laugh. Dad wasn't one bit surprised. And so before he had the medications and all, he had a beautiful time with the priest, and knew it would happen.
Sure. And you can't but believe in the promises of Jesus Christ, because he will not deceive us and he will not lie to us.
Exactly.
So you know that when you dedicate yourself to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that you're going to have these graces and blessings come to your home. Now, before the show, we were talking about, currently in our worldly state of affairs, we were talking, we talk about the attack of the government on the people and our conscious freedom and everything else, but really, where the government and everybody else is taking us is an attack on the family, because they know that, as John Paul II said, that the family is the nucleus of society.
Absolutely.
And it is the base unit of society. Mm-hmm. But the whole devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was because of this same type of problem that was happening hundreds of years ago.
That is correct. Father Mateo, who would be known as the priest that started the home enthronements 125 years ago plus in Chile, felt that the government was not the issue. The people were very upset with the government at that time, taking away their rights. But he said, no, what the secularism is taking away is the family. And so, right, we have the government after us, we have the secular society after us, and we see the breakdown of the family. And even if families are broken, we all need Jesus, but they need Jesus more than ever. And so this is all about a missionary coming to a house, a team, and it's bringing the traveling image of Our Lady, 32-inch statue of Fatima, two images, the Sacred Heart image and the Immaculate Heart image, and through that and through this manual, helping them prepare for the enthronement. That's the first phase, day one. We are witnessing their enthronement. We are witnessing to help them to get ready for their enthronement by leading them through these prayers of the rosary and through the prayers of the Sacred Heart.
And we bring everything, even extra rosaries. They really don't need anything except an open heart.
Right, and the manual is self-explanatory. And then we bring a DVD that Father Stas Daly has done, and for the next 7 days, 7 nights, they will be listening to a DVD, 10-minute explanation of the Sacred Heart on different thoughts, on different ways written in Scripture and so forth to inform them. And then they will go ahead the seventh day, do the enthronement, and then at that point, how to keep that enthronment going.
Yeah, that's an absolutely beautiful process.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And everyone would love to have a priest come to their home. And wouldn't it be great if we had so many priests that had the time to do that? But this is a way where Father Stosh, through this DVD, and this is something new and really nationally, answers so many of those questions that we get, why a statue and what about this, these promises, mm-hmm. and what more can I do? And so after that, and then we leave it there. Some family said, gee, this is this is like a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, watch it again. Keep watching it.
Yeah, you got to have that information going all the time. You're listening to the Catholic Doctor Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And we're talking with Chuck and Joanne Wilson about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our home. And we're dedicating our show this year to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we're going to enthrone this show today to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So, you know,
and you know what, when we came up with this idea, I've had other people in other markets who've done this, and they're like, it went bonkers. Mm. Their show was crazy, off the chain, awesome.
You know, I will tell you this.
But your show already is.
Oh yeah, you're so right, Joanne.
Well,
I will tell you this.
This Advent, I probably finished my first ever devotion, so to speak. We did the St. Andrew's Novena. Started it on his feast day through Christmas Day. The blessings and graces that we received from just doing that was beyond belief. And so I've really come to believe that I need to have greater devotion to devotions
and to
follow through with these things. And so my wife and I, we will be moving into a new home, and we will be having the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our house soon after we move in, once we get the clutter taken care of and we have a place for Jesus and Mary to rest themselves there. But if before we do the enthronement of the show here, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you to do this?
Yeah, sacredheartcolumbus.org, sacredheartcolumbus.org, or they could call us at 457-7402. And by the way, you're going to be doing your organization enthronement to the Sacred Heart. We do have a manual for that for businesses and organizations. Mm-hmm. And as you do this, it's always the leader of the organization or leaders, or it's the leader of a business that would do the enthronement. So when you read this today, this is what every business, if they're interested, or every organization would be interested in enthroning, the leader of that organization or business would do the same.
And they don't all have to be Catholic in the business either.
That's right.
Not yet, anyways.
Exactly.
Right. You know, somebody tells me they're not Catholic, I just say, not yet.
Not yet.
Well, I always tell people, you'll either be Catholic before death or after.
Exactly.
Because everybody up in heaven
is,
the truths of the Catholic Church transcend death. So, but that always sounds a little triumphalistic, don't you think?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right. Let's get started.
Why don't you go ahead?
All right. Very good. All right. Well, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, creator of heaven and earth, God of love, source of all good, without whose help we can do nothing. As a carpenter in Nazareth, you taught us the dignity of work, especially when performed for the honor and glory of God. Today, we, the members of the Catholic Doctor Show, publicly acknowledge you as the true head of our establishment. We dedicate to you our work, our undertakings, all that we are and all that we do. This is the covenant we make with you, Lord. We pledge ourselves never to do anything contrary to your laws, promising always to conform to ethical practices in accordance with your will. Our code of behavior will be guided by the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, and the Golden Rule. From now on, your interests will be our interests. Indeed, all that you have said, we will heed and do. In return, Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless and protect us and our listeners, keeping us ever faithful to this covenant. Moreover, as we seek first the kingdom of God and his justice in all our transactions, we ask you to fulfill your promise in our regard that all the rest will be given besides, measure for measure. Now let us hear the word of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Matthew. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. He went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as I have as you? Am I not free to do so? I wish with my own money. Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The word of the Lord. It will be as when a man was going on a journey, called on his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you the great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew what I harvest, that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one who with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And again, this is the readings that you would do, any company would do, organization, in front of their employees or associates. But I just want to just say how thrilled we are that you're honoring, putting the Sacred Heart in charge now of the Catholic Doctors Program, because I know you will be blessed. And Teresa Tamio did the same thing a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and she has said the blessings. So this is a real honor for Joanne and I to be
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And if anybody has any other interest in knowing more, sacredheartcolumbus.org.
Why don't we then close here with the Sacred Heart Prayer. As for everybody who has not been in the studio, they're on the back of all of our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio cards here. O most Holy Heart of Jesus,
fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with a lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you. Protect me in the midst of danger. Comfort me in my afflictions. Give me health of body, assistance in my temporal needs. Your blessings on all that I do, and the grace of a holy death.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Chuck and Joanne, it's a pleasure once again to see you, and thank you for coming in and enthroning our radio show to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
I know we're excited for you, for everyone.
We are
excited. Really great.
Well, God bless you this year, and just thank you for giving the time to all the listeners out there and what you're able to share with them. So we really, truly are honored to be
You're making the difference.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. And,
thank you.
And we really do appreciate it. And Dr. Turk, we have a lot of good things coming up in the in this year and a lot of good shows.
Absolutely.
We're going to have some guests back from our previous shows. Dr. Anthony Caruso will be joining us.
He'll be back.
Ashley Fernandez.
Actually, and also Dr. Kimberly Hinkle will be also joining us. We're going to have Beth Vanderkoy from Greater Columbus Right to Life is going to be. She's actually an integral part in developing some of our upcoming shows. So, and then our medical student show, which is going to be coming up towards the end of the month. I'm looking forward to that. Right. Elizabeth Matheson and some of her compatriots. Right. So, it's exciting. We got some good stuff coming up.
It is good stuff, and I think. You know, this enthronement is going to be very helpful because secularism is really moving quickly into medicine, and they're changing the terminology and the names of everything. And we're going to have a lot to talk about in this coming year about the changes that are occurring in medicine and the way that they're trying to infringe on the dignity of life. Let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, the fact is that Christ came for every soul.
Right.
No matter what. And we are going to honor that with our work this year.
Right. Well, my friend, it's good to be back in the studio with
you.
You've been listening to The Catholic Doctor Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Until next week, we hope your week is happy, healthy, and holy.
God bless.
The Catholic Doctors is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of The Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek are available at stgabrielradio.com. Sanctity.